What better way could you possibly have to start your Arizona weekend? We are your weekend wake-up call. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Here with Jim Paxson from the Arizona Game and Fish Department. We were talking about summer camps y'all are structuring for the youth of Arizona right here in Maricopa County. I guess they can come from anywheres, but you're going to probably draw heavily from the Phoenix area.
They are a day camp. They're from 8 in the morning till about 3:15 in the afternoon. They're 4 days. They're two camps. Wildlife for Tomorrow is our major partner in this thing, helping us with the funding. But the camps are for 8-year-old to 14-year-olds. So that very impressionable, moldable age that we can introduce to the outdoors and give them something besides computer games to do.
Did you mention, this at that lake in honor of Bob Hirsch. Where is that?
It's right at Ben Avery, right there north of Carefree Highway.
Right
it's
up there at the...
Yeah, it's, okay. It's on the property, on the far east end of the property.
Oh, nice. And there are some humongous bass and catfish in Biscuit Tank, we call it.
I didn't realize it was open for fishing to special events.
Only. It's not open to the public, so only for special events. Most of that is catch and release.
I'm going to have to weasel my way. Yep. I'm going to have to weasel my way into one of them special events.
Rosie, you're too old. 8 to 14.
Oh, man. And y'all just finished a Become an Outdoor Woman event.
You bet. We have a lot of cooperators there. We had April 15th to 17th. The camp was full. It was up at Friendly Pines in Prescott. It's a three-day camp. It's learn about Dutch oven cooking, birding, horsemanship, shoot a rifle, shoot a bow, and learn about the outdoors, learn about wildlife management, learn about taking care of the outdoors so they're there for our children and grandchildren.
Oh,
what a great concept.
It is. I think if you can get a kid outside, learn the game of geocaching, and learn enough about the stars to pass it on, because you can't not be in awe and wonder under a little campfire up on top of the rim.
Yep.
or down at Saguaro National Monument.
See the Milky Way, hear the birds,
Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. I mean, my kids could point the North Star out from the time they were 2 years old. And I always said, if we're ever separated, you put a stick down pointing to that star and walk that way and only that way. I'll know where I lost you. And I'll start north, and I'll work my way back. And Jennifer doesn't know this, but that had to come into play several occasions. Your book, The Monster Reared Its Ugly Head. Tell us real quick the story of why you wrote that.
Well, you know, people wanted to know about the fire. It was a historic event, the Rodeo Chedisky Fire. The book is the fire through my eyes as the spokesman. My friends, the professors at the universities around, Tom Swetnam at U of A, Steve Pine in ASU, and Dr. Wally Covington at NAU, gave me a lot of information to put on the whys and how come that fire occurred. And I was the spokesman on the fire for 17 days. Got to see me every night on the news telling you the status of the fire and updates and where it was going. And people were interested. Because it was a historic event, the book has done very well, and I hope it's helped some folks understand. It also talks about megafires in the future and how we can prevent them. We prevent them by emulating nature, and that's thin, cut, prescribed burn in a much smaller scale, but we've got to go to work on these forests because there are just too many trees in them.
And you've got a lot of stakeholders that want to fight you on that.
There's some serious opposition to cutting trees, yeah. And either we do it or Mother Nature does it for us. And that's usually burn them all and start over.
The Monster Reared Its Ugly Head, the story of the historic Rodeo Chedisky Fire here in Arizona 14 years ago, written by our guest Jim Paxson, who is currently Special Assistant to the Director of Arizona Game and Fish. We're here in the beautiful springtime of Arizona. I can't tell you how many times I've had my dogs on the ground, Jennifer and I riding horses up around Alpine or Eager or any of that area, and our dogs don't come across a young fawn or a young wildlife this time of year.
Everybody loves wildlife, so when people see a baby rabbit or a little fawn or a bird on the ground, the natural reaction is to, oh, that poor thing is orphaned or lost, and we'll pick it up. And that's absolutely the worst thing they can do. Mama has to go forage, and whatever animal it is, they have to go, and they leave their babies in a very careful situation. They do that so that the baby's safe and Mama can go do her thing and come back. If you see baby wildlife, please leave it alone. Let nature take its course. Let Mama come back and take care of that baby.
I saw my first baby quail this last week. That's a nice early hatch.
We call them bumblebees because that's what they look like, don't they?
They do. They're just little cotton balls with feet.
It's the best. Just watch them scoot across the ground.
All right. Jim, I can't thank you enough for joining us for the past hour and filling us in on all the great things the Arizona Game and Fish Department is doing for families and Arizona homeowners to encourage them to get outdoors and enjoy this beautiful state. If they just do what we say as far as taking care of their home, they'll have time to get out there and enjoy what y'all are keeping prepared and ready for them.
The wonders of nature. Rosie, Jennifer, Romy, thank you so much for having me. This is always just a hoot.
It is
it
always
is for
a
us
hoot.
As well.
One just of our very favorite guests.
Appreciating God's creation and sharing it with others. That's a great mission.
All right. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Eisenhower walking in the door, and Romy and John will be talking about anything and everything having to do with your trees. John's a certified arborist and a certified friend of trees. I can attest to that, given a job he just did for us this past week on a home we're remodeling down in South Scottsdale.
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.